This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Lady to Lady Glam Cave, it's our Beef of the Week. Beef, 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 of the week, 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 beef
of the week.
Beef of the week.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Beef of the Week.
Hello, hello.
It's Friday, we beefing.
We beefing, we've got air horns, the whole thing, you know, just for you guys. Okay, this is my beef. It's related to a lot of things. It's related to getting older. It's related to renting a lot. I just, you know, I'm at the point where I'm like settling in my relationship and I'm nesting and I want to like redo things where I live. But the problem is I don't own the place where I live. So it's like, well, are you going to put money into the place that you don't own? Or what, you know what I mean? So I just like don't know what to do because I'm sure I could work out something where like the landlord pays some of it. But if I, you know, I'm going to have to pay for some of the shit I would want to do. So it's hard to like figure out how far to go.
Well, okay. I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've expressed that you like don't really have plans to leave anytime. Like you're going to stay there as long as that absolutely
I
possible,
would
right?
Assume because it's a very, very good price, you know, for how big it is and for where it is and everything. So unless something drastically changes and I can afford, you know, to buy or whatever. Yeah. I would assume I'm going to be here for a minute. So.
Okay.
Are you talking about like construction or are you talking like... Like, what levels
so
are we talking
these are
about
the, so, I mean, it's mostly, I think, like, you know, what do you call it? Not construction, but, like, what interior shit, whatever. So, you know, we have really gross carpet upstairs. It would be great to have hardwood. That's a big thing. Like, that's huge. Even if you get those cheap, like, fucking fake wood things, it's still expensive.
Yeah.
So that's like one of the biggest things that's like, oh, this place is annoying, you know. All the other stuff, it's like... fresh paint, we need to like replace, like the fans are just like old and like from the 80s and just ugly and barely work and shit like that. The lighting structures are just really like ugly, so that stuff I think we could redo. But then there's like the front lawn, you know, the front lawn is like useless. I would love to like get rid of all the bushes and just like have something there where we can actually sit out there, and that's obviously a way bigger thing. So it kind of ranges, you know.
Gotcha.
Okay, I think at least some of that stuff, full stop, you should just either have your landlord replace or just take tell him you're gonna send a receipt and take it off your rent. Like things like the lighting fixture, if it's that old, I would just like I don't know, I feel like that's the kind of thing that like your landlord probably should update after a certain amount of time. And kind of
for
even
sure.
like the carpet, really, like it is his place.
Well, and it's like he would have replaced all of this stuff, except I mean you've been there for what, like 14 years or something, right? Like long time.
Just about.
So it's like you've saved him money on having to like redo and repaint and do everything anytime somebody has moved in.
Well, like, he did like we got like a repaint at one point and the carpet did get replaced at one point, so it has happened, you know. But the problem is the carpet, it's like just I don't want carpet, you know, and I don't know what's under here. It's like, what could be under here? Maybe it is hardwood. I don't know. So it's like a bigger thing than just replace. You know, it's just, it would be a lot of money. So I think the lighting and stuff is something I could be like, look, I really want to do this. And like, you know, I'm just going to figure it out. Obviously, I'm good at finding inexpensive things. I'd probably have to hire an electrician to hook it up. But that's not, I don't think that'll be that crazy. But yeah, it's kind of just like the bathrooms. It's like the tiling is like so fucking, not even tiling. It's all, what is that called? Vinyl.
Grouting?
It's like vinyl. Yeah. It's just super cheap vinyl shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's already like really cheaply done. So it's kind of like to make it look nice, I think would probably be kind of expensive, you know, because it was just done in like a shoddy way to begin with.
Okay. For sure. Honestly, I actually think that, like, maybe you should, like, figure out your projects and, like, kind of, like, price them out and get quotes for everything and, like, have it ready to go and go to your landlord and be like, this is what I think needs to get done. I've gotten everything priced out. These are the quotes for everything. Like, do you think it would be fair if we paid for half and you paid for half? Like, I think that would be fair. I've lived here for 14 years. I think that would be a reasonable case to make, and especially if you've already, like, have it all laid out for him.
That's a good idea to kind of, take out any, like, guesswork of just, like, how much would it be and what would you do? And, you know, because I'm going to be as cheap about it as I can. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. Well, and also in his mind, he's also like, I don't want to deal with it. So if you can prove that you're, like, going to just do it and have receipts and all that shit, like, it'll, you know.
Yeah, maybe I need he'll to talk because it is a duplex, even though it's like doesn't feel like one. But my back neighbor has done a bunch of shit. He's done a bunch of stuff. So I need to, like, ask him, like, what was the deal there? Did you pay for all that? Like, what, you know? Yeah. And I need to see it, too, to be like, what's possible? Because I get the feeling we probably have similar setups, you know. It was, I think it was at one point, like, a one-family home, and then they made it into a duplex, but it's very weird. Like, the doorways are smaller than normal doors, and, like, they obviously did some kind of weird construction to, like, make it into something different.
Classic Los Angeles architecture.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Yeah. Is it a house? Yeah, the weather's nice. It's a house. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, like, kind of a weird, there's weird measurements everywhere and stuff.
Can we just, like... You're bringing this up and it's making me think, can we just, like, take a moment to have a beef about what a bad idea carpet is and was?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? What is up with carpet? Why did we do it?
It was so widespread. It was so obviously such a bad idea. No one is pulling it off. Everyone is better off with hardwood floor.
This is my
hardwood floor is always better with, like, a throw carpet of some kind, or, you know, an accent is nice. But, like, was it just, like, cheap? Was it the reason?
I'm going to say that perhaps is this a baby thing? Is this like a...
Oh, maybe.
Children not hurting themselves? I don't know.
Why did we do carpet?
I don't know if carpets
are... just throw down your giant icicle sculpture on top of your spike thing.
Oh, it's insulation, I think, too, is a big part of it.
That's part of it. But it can get cold, but you don't really need it here. I mean, the insulation around the rest of the house is fucking terrible, so it's like... The carpet's not helping, you know, anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it if you're in Chicago or some shit, but here, it's, like, just ugly beige fucking carpet everywhere.
It's all, like, also, like, don't make it that color. Nobody likes that color carpet.
And it's always, like, the cheap kind that absorbs every single stain. Like, make carpet out of blue jeans.
Yes!
Why don't they make the whole carpet out of the blue jeans?
Out of blue jeans!
Just a denim floor with a giant pocket that I sleep in. That's what I would like to be. Oh my god,
that's a great idea.
Yeah,
great theme room. Denim theme room.
This is the denim room. Spill whatever you like. Oh, it's all wet.
Wipe your nose and then wipe the carpet. Who cares?
Yeah, this is we're not going to wash it.
Flashbacks. Oh my god. Oh my god. One of my, like, high school boyfriends worked in, like, a jean resale slash vacuum repair shop. And I remember, like, making out in the back underneath the jeans, and he touched my boob, and it was his first time ever touching it.
Aww. What beautiful memories. Memories.
Well, bring me back. Yeah, beautiful memories for him.
You know what? What is a jean shop for if not for giving up titty?
Yeah.
Exactly. If that's not going on in there, then you know it's a front for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Have you ever talked to, has your landlord ever said anything about, like, wanting to ever sell eventually, or, like?
No, he's never talked about it. So I would guess in this neighborhood it would be a good idea. You know, at Silver Lake and, like, a lot of the houses around me have changed and, like, you know, gotten redone and gotten sold for way more. But get the idea from him that he just doesn't want to deal with it, or he doesn't want to go with kicking us out. Maybe if we left, he would think about it, you know.
Got it. Okay, cool. Well,
he is chill. He's a pretty, like, even though he's
an improv troupe, right?
Yeah, he was, like, part of, like, a, I don't know. He wasn't in the improv troupe himself, but he made our Whitney and Amber, my old, when we lived here together, they went to see this, like, thing that he promoted.
Aww.
Yeah, he's like a very sweet guy. But he's, like, very neurotic and kind of, like, it's a very good idea to get the whole list before, because I think that'll help a lot.
Yeah.
Because then it'll just be, like, he won't have a million, like, I mean, he'll still have a million questions, but it will hopefully take out some of that. But again, I am just, like, fuck, like, there's a, you know, I'm trying to, in general, I feel like I'm, like, wow, I'd like to be at the next point in my life, but it's not quite there. And it's like, I want to get a new car and I want to do this. And it's like, you only have so much fucking money to spend. And you also want to.
I'm feeling that with my car so much. Yeah. Like, I'm like, my, like, I, cause I have had this car the longest I've had any car, which is like, I'm, and I love it and it's been great to me, but I'm like, I'm just ready for like a nicer, like, I don't want to be driving this.
Wait, we both have stick shifts. We have stick shifts in LA, which is just and ridiculous.
Like, I need people to appreciate that about Babs and I. First of all, like, that is a huge, I feel like we get a lot, you know, we are, we're flingers, yada, yada, we're flailers. We are both stick shift drivers.
Damn straight. You guys could drive a tractor whenever you wanted at any moment
if you
in time,
need and, your tractor driven when we come to your town. If you get too drunk to drive your tractor home, I'll be too drunk too, but you know.
I was going to say, put me in the bucket, but.
I'll have you guys explain to me how to do it. I was never allowed to be, my dad wouldn't teach me how to drive stick. So.
What? Oh, really?
I don't know. It's really annoying. Well, because my brother's 3 years younger than me, and my brother, number one, always did the driving tractor, so he already knew how to drive stick from that. Mm-hmm. And then when I was driving, my brother at night would steal my car and go visit his friends without his license when he was in like ninth grade. And
my brother did that too.
Yeah, I caught him one time, and I was like, "Hey, just like tell me when you do this. I'm not going to get you in trouble, but somebody should know where you are. Whatever." But then, so when my brother got his license, like 3 years later, my dad was like, "Oh my God. Eric just learned to drive like that."
Oh,
like,
my God.
It took you, come on, Dad. It's like, oh, it took you forever to figure out, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, and as a good big sister, I didn't blow him up.
Wow.
But I was like, he's been driving for years. You're too stupid to have figured it out.
So he's like, he's ready for stick shift. He's ready for the next one.
Yeah, basically. My and my dad had like a Nissan, like an old ZX, like a sports car that was like his stick car, and it was his baby. And he was like, oh, I don't know about that. But then Eric got to drive it. So whatever.
Well,
that's fine.
That's the only case I would want to drive one. Driving like a fucking Ford Focus around LA with a stick shift.
Oh boy. Woo. I mean, I will say that like it kind of turns driving into a form of exercise.
That's true. I do have pain in my leg when I drive to San Francisco. Yeah. So
yes, it's very painful.
Yeah, my right ass cheek is, I'm sure, a lot stronger.
Dude, yes. Yes. I'll be in yoga and I'll just feel this like huge knot pulsating in my right ass cheek. And I'm like, there she is. That's the first.
And again, if you had like a truck or some kind of car that like seems like, oh, like I want a stick shift for this, it makes a little more sense. But just our little like sedans driving around LA,
it's not sexy. I learned how to drive stick in my Mazda Miata, so I was baptized by fire, you know, and like that was a very sexy stick shift. So I fell in love with stick shift because I loved that car.
Right.
Yeah. No, totally. So, that makes sense.
It came quick. Yeah.
I'm sure I'll miss it like a little bit, but barely, I think.
Barely. I've had enough stick shift in my lifetime. Like that box has been checked. Yeah, if you need me to like emergency drive your tractor, we've discussed that.
You can do it in a pinch as needed, but on your day-to-day, you know, it's good just to have the drive reverse, and that's about it.
I'm like, anyway, that's why I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm thinking of all those things that I'm like, and also I'm gonna want to travel again coming up, and things where it's like, so does the money go towards vinyl stickers for the bathroom? I don't know. But maybe it'll just be fun to shop for all that stuff and put it into a place anyway, and then like kind of be thinking about it.
For sure. And like having like little, like dividing it up into like project by project, maybe too, just like bit by bit.
I mean, I think that's the problem too, is that I just legit don't have time. I don't see myself in really ever having time to dedicate to these things. So, and then you really have to pay a lot for someone else to do it. So it's like, fuck, like that's the next part, but whatever. We'll see. We'll see what Bob thinks.
See what Bob has
to say.
Come on,
Bob. Come through. Come through, Bubby.
I would say also just have like the closest picture to like what you want it to look like for him too. Because I feel like just giving him a list like this is what I want to do without like an actual photo might scare him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Because when I painted my house, I just did it because I was like, I'll just ask for forgiveness later if they hate the color. Because I figured if I just showed them swatches, they would be like, this is actually crazy. You're not going to paint your house bright purple.
Right.
But I was like, I know it's going to look good. So I'm just going to do it. And then I had like backup pictures of like this color scheme on like houses in New Orleans and stuff that I sent over to be
that's a good idea.
Awesome. Mm. Yeah. So like to see stuff in practice, I think helps a lot.
That's a very good tip.
Yeah.
Because that'll also show him like how the project will raise the value of the house for if he does it, you know, if and when he does
right.
end up selling
it. I mean, that's the thing is like, it's not even about permission. Because honestly, I feel like I could do a bunch in here and I don't even know if he'd fucking remember because it's, you know.
Yeah.
But for it's sure. more about like, well, help me pay for it because I don't want to pay for this shit.
Because I do feel like it fucking like sucks not owning your house. But like the one perk is supposed to be that I honestly kind of feel like it sounds like he replaced the carpet recently. But for the most part, I kind of feel like he should pay for this stuff.
Yeah. I think I need to look into like what the require, you know, what the deal is with that. Like how often they're supposed to do it. I should get all that info too and just come to him with the full report.
Yeah, but it also like sounds like you want something like I feel like if you have him, the thing about having him pay for it is then I think he is entitled to like give you like the cheapest whatever that he wants to do. And it sounds like you have a creative twist, which is why I think it makes sense to like approach him with the project.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. Because it's like renters are always going to buy like our landlords are always going to buy like the cheapest.
No, I mean,
stuff.
It's I look at the light fixtures in here and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You bought like literally like garage lighting for a home. Yeah. You know, it's just like the worst thing you could possibly pick. So,
yeah. Well, and there's like and it's so hard because it's like you can find really awesome barely used awesome like awesome stuff everywhere. Like there's like Habitat for Humanity has these things called restores where it's like people donate like extra stuff or like barely used things to them and then they resell it and all the money goes to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
They always have like extra tile, there's like all sorts of like extra paint and like they have like brand new lighting fixtures that come through there because a lot of places just donate that stuff to them too. So it's like I always like look there when I'm like trying to do some home projects.
Well, this
like
is
that.
Great. I needed a new type of thing to hoard, so I'm ready for it to be home fixtures.
Perfect.
That's
I mean, dare I say home fixtures is a potential hobby, I would say. Maybe.
Honestly, in my like mid to late 30s, when I go to a Goodwill, I don't even look at the clothes anymore. I just go over to the home fixture section.
Oh, totally.
And I'm like, ooh, what's going on over here? What kind of like tchotchke or container?
Oh, containers. I'm all about it.
I like containers. I'm having like the opposite house problem. Like our house is so small and like we're so up on each other like that. Like I can't even bring in like a dice. I'd be like something has to get thrown away or
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Like that's really hard. I do want to do like a yard sale and get rid of shit. But I'm always thinking about that. It's always just like the process of like, what can I bring in and then get rid of? It's so dumb.
For sure. Yeah, it's the purging and the, you know, constantly back and
forth. Yeah, it's just like a distraction from...
When you're a maximalist and you like things, it's hard because... just
is that what we're called?
Yes, maximalist.
Yes, what do we call? What was it called? Cottagecore?
Cluttercore. It's
cluttercore. That's right. Cluttercore.
Yeah, cluttercore, maximalists. Like,
yes!
You know, I love it. I subscribe to it. I follow both those hashtags for inspiration on Instagram. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I just like having a name for it now. We have a container for what we are now.
We have a container for what we are. And like, honestly, it goes without saying that maximalist is simply more than minimalist.
Absolutely.
Oh my god. Okay, well, thank you guys. Thanks for helping me solve my beef. And
of course.
I'll update everyone with whatever the fuck happens with my new hobby fixtures.
Can't wait to see your new toilet, Babs.
Fuck yes.
Tushy, code lady. I don't fucking know. Never.
Probably code lady.
All right, bye guys.
Bye-bye.